Now, if indoor entertainment is not your thing, then how about a taste of the great outdoors? Marion Barnes of the Suffolk WI is the organiser of an unusual event which was recently enjoyed by some happy campers. Here's Dorothy to tell us about Sleep Out Suffolk.
The question was asked, shall we organise a WI camping event in Suffolk? A few brave Suffolk East members agreed, and Sleep Out Suffolk was born. The Hallow Tree Scout Camp near Ipswich was the perfect venue, and after advertising on the unofficial WI Facebook page, we quickly had 50 keen campers from all over the country signed up. The organising team arrived a day ahead of everyone else and set to erecting tables and chairs, organising the two kitchens, naming all the areas after famous women, and hanging yards of bunting. We rewarded ourselves with a meal at a nearby restaurant in the evening, which helped us all to relax ahead of the big weekend. Arrivals were met on a very hot Friday afternoon with tea and cake. Tents were pitched and decorated, camper vans sorted out, and slowly we all relaxed. Early evening, we gathered for a bring and share supper and met old friends and quickly made some new ones. The Sleep Out Suffolk Village show was well supported with some amazing crafts of all sorts. The class was, you have made it, let's see it. Our tame NFWI judge had a difficult job, but after a couple of hours found four worthy sparkly star winners. Saturday dawned, even hotter than the day before. Workshops filled the day, and despite the last-minute cancellation of a long-promised site visit by a fish and chip van, campers relaxed with a fish and chip meal provided by the local fish and chip shop, who were only too happy to accept our £240 order. Saturday night was quiz night, followed shortly by an apocalyptic storm, thunder, lightning and torrential rain. One or two had to leave their tents and sleep on mattresses in one of the main rooms for the night. But a little minor flooding doesn't dampen spirits, and on Sunday morning, floor mats and bedding were soon drying in the warm sun. We were entertained by Tappy Feet, a talented local group who quickly invited campers to join in. A spirited version of cabaret followed, much enjoyed by the rest of us. A Paravani ice cream van arrived at lunchtime, which was greeted enthusiastically, especially when everyone received a free ice cream. In the kitchen, the lovely Vanda was making scones for our afternoon cream tea. Posh frocks and hats were donned, and we sat down to enjoy the delicious scones, clotted cream and raspberry jam. We were hilariously entertained by the multi-talented Carol and Vanda, also known as Sunny and Cher, performing I Got You, Babe. More workshops followed, including a T-shirt folding competition. Who knew that could be such fun? The members enjoyed a walk through the woods to the foreshore of the beautiful River Orwell, painted cards, made fabric brooches, and relaxed in the sunshine. Apart from the storm on Saturday, we were lucky with the weather, had the perfect well-equipped venue, and had a very good time. Do it again in 2023, perhaps?
Thank you, Dorothy. That sounds like great fun.